Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And I'm feeling glad.
Welcome to the Dream Team podcast with James Buckley. I am James Buckley. With me is my co-host, Jalal. Hello, Jalal.
Where's that voice coming from?
Yes, it's me, Jalal. I'm speaking to you from Los Angeles.
Oh, that's very convenient, because we were going to go on Jeremy Kyle this week to find out the results of the DNA test about you being my dad.
I had to leave the country, what can I say?
Very convenient.
But I've got a really special treat for you and for... our listeners.
Oh my goodness, it's going to be just you and me, like old times?
No, we've got a guest co-host who's joining us on the podcast.
Good.
He was on my flight yesterday and I asked him to come and do my podcast. Yeah. It's Danny Wallace.
Hello.
Hi, Danny.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, not bad, thanks. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Yes, I was on a flight with James yesterday.
Yeah, he was just saying.
You know, after this grueling flight, when you've had barely any sleep, do you fancy driving 40 minutes to just be on a very inconvenient area of Los Angeles to sit down and talk about a subject you know nothing about?
Yeah.
And I said, absolutely. What does it pay? And he says, nothing. And I went, great, I prefer that.
Yeah.
So here I am.
Well, I think there's the prestige of appearing on the Dream Team podcast.
Obviously, yes. You know,
yeah.
May
yeah,
give sure, your career yeah, a little lift.
A little boost, yeah. Great exposure. Great exposure.
Yeah.
And then he sent me a message this morning going, mate, if you can be asked. So I just thought, look, that's the kind of enthusiasm for a project that I can't turn down. I find it very attractive, Jalal.
Yeah,
it is.
It is
you
attractive.
Know the passion in someone's eyes when they're talking about something like that?
Yeah, well, it sucked me in, so...
Yeah, Jalal's a good story, how I got Jalal roped in. Jalal was standing next to me when I got an email asking if I wanted to do a podcast.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So he just happened to be standing near you when you got an email.
I just
happened to be on your flight. What kind of booking is this?
Jalal, what have you been up to this week? I've been dying to ask you.
What
have you been up to?
Oh, I found out it's not a good idea to sunbathe with fishnet stockings on.
Okay. On your what?
What? On your legs.
Oh, okay. Yeah. How did you... Why?
Well, because it's February. You won't get a tan.
Oh, I reeled you in. He's sucker punched
you. I hate it.
You're
an idiot.
He showed you right up. You look like a nit.
He does it to me every week. And I hate myself. I feel so
cheap. What a ninny.
Should we talk about what's coming up on the show, Jalal?
Coming up on the show, we've got... Buckley's £3 bet. We'll be finding out how we got on and how much money we've won. We've also picked our teams for Dream Team Europe. I've got my first ever foray into the world of fantasy football. Very exciting. And we're also joined by two members of the Toonami, comedian Funbi Omoteo and YouTube star The True Geordie. So lots of very exciting stuff there. But I've got a feeling there's something even more important, more urgent coming up first.
That's right, Jalal, because it's time now for the news.
Good God.
It's the news time. Here are your top stories on DreamTeamFC.com this week. One Direction star Louis Tomlinson is apparently in line to play Jamie Vardy in a film. There were rumours that producers wanted to make a movie about the Leicester Heroes' goal-scoring antics. Not really. He scores some goals.
He plays. What does he do? His trousers fall down. Gets chased around the pitch by coppers.
He's like the Frank Spencer of of the football world.
I love your antics.
Producer Adrian Butchart said Zac Efron and Robert Pattinson are two favourites. As you do.
Yeah.
Most people probably would pitch them for a film, wouldn't they?
Yeah, I don't know much about all this, but if I were pitching a film to Hollywood about a man who played for Leicester, I'd probably want some star power behind it as well.
Definitely.
Because on its own, it's not a great blurb.
But Louis is also very much on our radar, Butchart says. He's apparently a great footballer. He can act. Right. That's, I don't know where he's got that from. And he's from South Yorkshire, so the accent won't be a problem.
That's perfect.
That's sort of got on my nerves a little bit, because I'm still in the running. You can get 18-1 for me to play Jamie Vardy.
Wow.
In the Jamie Vardy movie.
By the way, this film will never happen.
It's definitely happening.
You know, throw your money away.
If it does happen, will you go and watch it in 3D or 2D?
Depends on if it's filmed in 3D. Mm. It'd be a waste of time going to watch it in 3D if it's filmed in 2D.
Yeah, it's also very expensive to film in 3D, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it tends to be sort of kept back for quite big story, epic stories.
It's literally double the cameras.
Yeah.
I suspect with Tomlinson's acting,
yeah,
I got a prediction that it's going to be a real 1D performance.
Oh! That's very good. Tottenham midfielder Tom Carroll has one of the strangest online fan accounts we've ever seen. Instagram user Harpagen has knitted her own version of the bit part Spurs player. Bad, this is bad reading, isn't it?
What are you reading?
Yeah.
You come out with this stuff.
Instagram.
It's quite like the way he speaks as well, isn't it?
She's just wandering around the room, just speaking about things.
Instagram user Harpagen has knitted her own version of the bit part Spurs player and takes pictures of him holding her hand in various locations around the world. You can see the pictures at dreamteamfc.com.
And never sleep again.
What's more, the girl behind the account is apparently studying for a PhD in Hong Kong. All very bizarre things. Jalal, do you like Instagram?
Of all the things to talk about in that story, you've got a woman, a PhD in Hong Kong, holding hands with a tiny knitted footballer.
Yeah,
and you're like, are you a fan of social media?
I need to take baby steps with Jalal, because I don't think he's going to know what Instagram is.
I know what Jalal. Instagram is.
Oh, okay. Do you do Instagram?
It sounds like a really speedy drug dealer.
That's another pun, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Sorry.
Is this Radio 4?
Carlos Tevez's contract at Boca Juniors contains some absolutely mental clauses. The former Man United and Man City striker is apparently not allowed to go to casinos, ride jet skis, ride motorbikes, or get into fights.
Or get into fights.
That's his under contract to not get into fights. But all those things are fair enough, aren't they? Because you want to protect your commodities, don't you?
Yeah. You want to keep your bones in shape.
I've done jobs where I've not been allowed to, I don't know, do a boxing match. Not that I'd do that. I'm trying to think of... I don't do anything dangerous in my life anyway, but... Like
what was the job you were doing when they went?
Acting. The in-betweeners, what was it? I think I wanted to hire a quad bike when we did the first in-betweeners film to get about.
Yeah.
And they said, no, you're not allowed.
Well, they are dangerous. I nearly ended the life of popular light entertainer Stephen K. Amos on a quad bike.
Really?
Many years ago, yes. In the end, all I did was... present him with a severe gash to his upper leg.
Joining us on the Dream Team FC podcast is a stand-up comic from a Nigerian family. Such a strange intro.
That just sounds like I was kidnapped. From a Nigerian family. We've now
who
rescued
lives in
him.
Hackney, and supports Newcastle. It's Funby Omoteo.
Yes.
Have I said your name right?
You got it in one, James. Like, you know.
Okay, that's good.
Are you from a Nigerian family too?
I'm not from a Nigerian family.
Okay.
I'm from Dagenham in Essex. To be fair,
Dagenham is the Nigeria of Essex.
That is the Nigeria of Essex at the moment. To be honest,
fair,
my parents live in
Dagenham. 75% of people I know are probably called Danny.
Is that right?
Yeah. I know about 8 Dannys, I think.
Really?
Yeah. That other voice you can hear is one of the top football YouTubers in the country. He's also a Newcastle fan, hence his name. It's the True Geordie.
Yeah.
Is that what I'm... What should I call you,
just
True?
Call us Geordie, mate, that'll do.
Geordie, okay. Yeah,
it's a lot easier than Danny. There's not a lot of people called Geordie, although a lot of people are Geordies, not to be confused.
All right.
I won't sort of give you a nickname, Funby, of where you're from, because it might come across... racist.
I don't want to be the only one left, because Danny's got Danny, and We've got Geordie.
Well, that's his name. It's not a nickname.
Oh, it's not a nickname. Oh, it's not short for like... Okay, I'm just going to move on.
It's probably short for Daniel, isn't it? But it's...
It is, yes. Yeah. These are all amazing facts that people can pick up. We've got that there are a lot of Geordies. That was one of the facts that we've had so far. And that
Loads
Danny is short for Daniel.
Loads of Dannys as well. So you're both Newcastle fans. Still wish you had Pardew in charge?
No, mate, I'm quite glad you have got him.
Yeah, he's gone to, quite he's gone to an awful club now. It's a step down for him, so, you know, whatever.
In all seriousness, I think he's done really good for us, but Pardew is a perfect honeymoon manager. He comes in, he has a really good impact. He's nice speeches, gets the lads cheered up and that, but eventually, I think they get used to that, and I think once he has to bring new players in as well, when he loses his best players, I think that's when we'll see him struggle at Palace.
One thing I love about Pardew is... no matter what's happening at the club or the situation, no matter how much you lose, his hair is always on point. Just that grey, silky.
Yeah. He never looks bothered either, does he?
It's beautiful.
Newcastle fans, set up sackpardew.com. Mm-hmm. How long before we get sackmclaren.com?
I think that's already started, mate, probably.
Is it really?
I think we've given him a really fair crack of the whip, and if you can spend like 85 million on a team and can't even clear it from relegation, then you deserve to go. So I think he'll get another 10 games, and if he doesn't look like he's turning it around, they'll be really on his back.
Yeah, I think he's been given a lot of chances, hasn't he? Because he had that time when he was good with Middlesbrough.
Oh, he's been dining out on that for over
so
20
long
years,
ago.
He had a good run at 20. We've got to give him the Dutch experience.
Oh,
as well,
who cares right? about that?
I mean,
come on.
Luke de Jong looks good.
Any good work, any good work he did out there was completely marred by that stupid interview that he did with the Dutch accent. It's a shame about McLaren.
What happened with England, though? He had the golden generation, Wayne Rooney in his prime, he had Beckham and all of that, and he couldn't even qualify for the tournament, let alone win it. So if he did that with good players, what are you going to do with bad players? Well, we're saying that with Newcastle, I think. Do you know what I mean?
This just sounds so positive for the club.
It worries us, like, who knows?
Well, it is a bit...
Think of it as an exciting experiment. and you're at the cutting edge. You're at the cutting edge, Geordie.
I can't think of it like
that. We can see what happens if he has not very good players. And we can stretch it out for 10 or 20 years just to make sure the experiment's done correctly.
Please, no.
Please.
Please. I can't handle it much more, lads. I'm sick of relegation. Like, I really am fed up with it.
Hey, Jalal, there's some actual exciting stuff happening. Do you want to hear about this?
Yeah, what is it?
So Dream Team Europe launched this week. It's covering every game in the Champions League and Europa League. There is $100,000 worth of potential prize money. Pretentious prize money.
Yeah.
There's $100,000 worth of potential prize money.
Oh my goodness, that's lots of money, isn't it?
Yeah, so that's why me and you got involved, didn't we?
I love money.
We had a little go, didn't we?
Yeah.
We've both picked our teams and you can compete against us. So join the Dream Team FC Podcast League using the pin 8490184. Have you ever played fantasy football before?
No, I haven't.
You haven't, but you've picked a team, haven't you?
I have, yeah.
Do you want to talk me through it?
Yeah, basically, I decided that I would, rather than spend as much money as possible on the players... I thought that I'd go for the more kind of value basic stuff. Because sometimes, you know, when you go to the supermarket, it's basically the same stuff, but just with a different label, with like a value label on it. And so I've got the cheapest players to make up my team. And I've got literally millions left over that I'm going to invest. I'm going to sink it into Bovril shares.
Oh, okay.
I haven't yet found the option on the whole system, the fantasy system, where you do that. But that's my plan anyway. So I've got all these players. I've got Timothy Kolodziejczyk of Sevilla. He was born to a French mother and a Polish father. Did I just turn into Alan Partridge then?
Yeah. He's written to us to say that he had a wonderful time down in Hastings last weekend. And could we play Turn, Turn, Turn by the Birds?
And then I've also picked a Russian who plays for Zenit St. Petersburg. His name is Oleg Shatov.
Okay. Where does he play?
Just in the team.
Right.
Yeah.
Is he a goalkeeper? Is he a defender?
Yeah, one of those. I've also got a Cameroonian striker called Vincent Aboubakar of Porto. An interesting fact, his middle name is Pate.
Oh, I love Pate.
Do you?
Yeah, I got Pate and and Marmite mixed up the other day when we were serving. I spread the Marmite like I would a bit of Pate, and it was too much.
Yeah.
So you get £50 million to spend on players. How much did you actually spend on players, Jalal?
I spent 11 million.
So you had 50 million to spend. You spent 11.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you're going to put the rest of that money in Bovril stocks?
Oh, yes.
Oh, good stuff.
I mean, in fact, I've actually named my team after Bovril.
Yes.
They are called Bovril Madrid.
Yum, 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 yum. Let's unseal the lid on Bovril Madrid. Yum, yum, yum.
Yeah, you went. Yeah, you made much more effort than I did to naming my team. Yeah. I was in a bit of a rush when I named my team, and I already regret it.
I regret it
because it's just not even funny. It's got like alliteration, yeah. And it's got, and you know, so my team's just called Buckley's Ball Boys.
Oh.
It's really nothing. It's absolutely nothing.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thing you can do with that.
You're busy packing, I suppose, when you did that.
I was packing and I was travelling at the time.
Yeah.
But I got some good players, man. I got some good players. Nathaniel Klein in defence, Lovren. Who have I got? Look at this for forwards, right? I've got three forwards. Cristiano Ronaldo. Don't mind if I do.
Oh, right.
Sergio Aguero. Yes,
yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
Gonzalo Higuain.
Right.
Imagine coming up against them three.
I know one of them.
Okay. Well, as I say, you can you can compete against us just to join the Dream Team FC podcast league by using the pin 8490184. I'll assume you know what that means. Okay, fun beat.
Yeah.
Your show at Edinburgh last year was sold out.
Yes, it was.
But what does that mean? There was
that means 50 people came.
50 people. Okay.
That means 50 people came. That's what it means. Sold out.
Okay. What can people expect from your stand-up show?
They get to know me more. I think people are kind of interested in the Nigerian background with growing up in England. So I tell two stories of two different worlds. That makes any sense. Sounds really funny, doesn't it, Danny? Because I can see your expression.
Well, no, you moved to Nigeria when you were 10.
That's right.
But then you were made to come back to England.
Yeah, because normally
too naughty.
Yeah, and the funny thing is, because normally you get sent to Nigeria for being naughty. But I kind of reversed it on them.
Wow,
you
know? In what situation?
Your parents would
basically
say...
my parents would threaten us, like, if you don't stop misbehaving, I'm going to send you to Nigeria.
Wow, yeah. Send you to a different country.
Just and you know that just sold it for us. Well, we hadn't even been to Nigeria before, but we just knew that couldn't be a good place. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
So
right.
We just behaved. So when we went back, everyone was like, "Oh my god, what did you do?" We're like, "No, we're just going back. Didn't do nothing wrong." But then when I was in Nigeria, I misbehaved enough. I got sent back to England. So
wow,
What did you do to get thrown out of a country as a child?
Do you know a funny thing? When I got back to the airport, they said I'd overstayed in Nigeria because I've got a British passport. So I was actually living illegally in Nigeria. So yeah, they sent you back to England. They were going to deport me to England, which, you know, I was like, hey, let's do that.
That's where I'm going.
Right. Whatever works for you guys, call it deporting or travelling, I don't mind.
You have been a regular guest on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here Now.
In Australia, yeah. Right? I was in Australia last year for the show.
Would anyone consider going on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here?
I wouldn't, because I couldn't eat that stuff. Actually, you know what? I couldn't be there for a moment. It's too boring for me. What would you do?
If I went on any of those things, I'd just be found out. Be found out so quickly, because people would realise I'm not particularly that funny. People irritate me. Those seem to be the most annoying people on the planet.
You're perfect for those houses, James.
No, I wouldn't be perfect at all. All that would happen was that I'd be incredibly unpopular. People would hate me. People would go, "What? Why?"
And that
would
make you popular in another way.
I'd be whinging. I whinge so much about everything.
I wouldn't actually consider it, though, because I think you've actually done something before, and that actually automatically makes you ineligible for that.
No, I don't know. I think I'm still in that bracket. I think I think they're still.
I think you're still fine.
Just about.
Fine. I'm dancing around it. It's on the cards.
If he doesn't do another big film soon,
I actually said to my agent once, I was like, "Do I ever get asked for any of these things?" And I think she's just trying to make me feel better. Yeah. She went, yeah, all the time.
Oh, yeah, oh, definitely.
All the time. We just
definitely.
It's Buckley's £3 bet. £3 bet. £3 bet. £3 bet.
So last week we both went for a Palace win. Correct. We both went for a Watford win. Correct. And then this is where we divided, wasn't it? It was FA Cup weekend. I went for a Liverpool win, Liverpool to beat West Ham, and you went for West Ham to beat Liverpool. So that could have been very interesting. One of us could have been gloating right now.
Yeah.
Turns out that we were both wrong. Saturday the 6th of February, we've got Man City Leicester. That's the early kickoff. Man City at home. I think. Should I say it? No, I'm not going
to
say
it. It's bad to hold it in.
I think Man City are going to win. Would be great if Leicester won. But I think City will win that game.
I'm going to go for Leicester. Do you know why?
Good on you. Go on, why is that?
I'm an adrenaline junkie.
Ooh. Yeah, that's definitely the most interesting of the two teams to put on your accumulator, and nobody would call you crazy for doing so.
No,
I certainly wouldn't.
It could happen.
I commend you for being so brave.
Thank you. I'd be grateful for your commendation.
Let's do Southampton West Ham. It's the 5:30 kickoff Saturday evening. I'm going to go for a draw.
Southampton.
I was going to go for a home win, but I still think West Ham are still up for it away from home, but I think Southampton have got enough in them to maybe win that game.
Yeah, I'll go draw.
So I think they cancel each other out, and I'm going for a draw.
Yeah.
You're going for a draw too?
Yep.
All right, that will definitely be a draw then. Sunday, this is a big one. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Chelsea Man United. This will either be the weekend's big game or the weekend's most boring game. Only time will tell. I'm going to go for a draw, but not only a draw, a 0-0 draw. Two draws I've gone for this week. Jalal, what does your gut say? Go with the gut. You know, sometimes that gut turns up and he says something.
Man U.
Oh, that was Buckley's £3 bet.
Woohoo!
Geordie, let's talk about your YouTube channel for a second. You describe it as a no bullshit football channel.
Well, that's rude for a start.
Yeah.
You've had over 25 million views.
Just on that channel. I mean, you know, there's more. Don't worry about that. I'm not talking about that, but yeah, there is more. Double that, at least. But, you know.
Yeah, triple it. Geordie is actually... He's...
Find the words. Go on.
Massive.
Yeah.
I think...
The beard's impressive as well.
It is. It's coming on nicely.
But you look strong as
I'm 26 stone, but yeah. My beard's at least 2 stone of that.
2 stone of that.
Yeah.
Right. You should wash it.
I bet you can force that beard out in a morning.
I hope so.
Yeah, just sneeze and there it is.
Yeah, that's just fine.
Shaved yesterday, like, it's coming on.
Yeah, you are probably the most masculine man I've ever met.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah. You're making me feel feminine.
You look quite feminine. You've got nice eyes and that, yeah.
Jalal's quite pretty, isn't he? He's quite a pretty man.
He's man pretty, isn't he?
Yeah.
Man pretty. He's blushing now, like, look at him. He's going red, bless him. It's mad that I can do that to another bloke. I get used to it.
My legs have turned to jelly. I'm swooning.
Just found this bit in the podcast.
Yeah.
They would wonder what kind of podcast this was.
Yeah, I mean, you assume we have people listen to this podcast, don't we?
What kind of podcast would this be?
It's a diversity one.
Class
does. We're covering all grounds.
Category for this?
It's in the comedy category.
Is it? Well, it's in there, so we'll stick with that.
Yeah.
Geordie, what did you do?
I can't look Geordie in the eyes now. I kind of...
Sorry about that.
Yeah. He's making my heart flutter.
Geordie, what did you do? What were you doing before YouTube? How did you get involved in all
that? I was a deep sea diver offshore, mate, working on the oil rigs and that, doing a proper job.
Is this true? Or are you just making
that
up?
No, that's actually
that sounds
true.
Amazing.
So I was like laying pipe offshore and that and doing proper horrible work, black muddy water, getting washed around and that, like a human turd, for want of a better word. Wasn't nice, like. So, luckily, I fell into YouTube, you know.
I mean,
I was reading about the dolphin. What was it? The dolphin Belfield, some disaster or other, where they surfaced too quickly, and six.
If you come,
they went from
quickly,
six atmospheres to one atmosphere.
Yeah, if you come up too quickly, you basically explode practically.
Yeah.
Not what you want, like.
It's bad.
Yeah, it is. It's called the Benz, but if you come up really fast, I mean, then it's not pretty to find them like that.
But apparently, if you go into space, right, you're just going from one atmosphere to another atmosphere, and nothing happens. You'd be fine.
Yeah, it's very dangerous. It's probably one of the most dangerous jobs in the world, diving.
Really?
I think we've had the most geezerish man on our podcast.
Yeah.
You're a great big massive.
I'm a teddy bear in heart, though, you know. And got a soft side of us, lads.
Yeah. How did you get into deep sea diving? Was it just like work experience?
This is really weird. I actually found it on YouTube, and I thought I want to do that, so I looked into it, and I ended up moving up to the north of Scotland and living there, got qualified, and then I ended up back to YouTube once I did a rant that took off one day, and ended up getting employed.
How long did you do it for?
I did it for 5 years.
And, like, were you aware that you were sort of doing horrible, dangerous work?
Oh, it was bloody horrible, mate. It was absolutely awful. I mean, living in Scotland...
But wait, you saw it on YouTube, but what made you think, oh, that looks amazing? Because then
when I found
out
how much they got paid, that's when I was like, all right, I put my life on the line to get that kind of money, because I'm not going to make that kind of money unless I do something stupid. Yeah. So I'll do it. And that was what I did. So it was. And then I just decided, actually, I've had enough of this because it's not worth the money, like... Eventually, do you know what I mean?
What was the money?
The most money you can make in deep sea diving, I didn't make this kind of money, but if you really take it to the nth degree and you like take it as far as you can go, you can make like £1,000 a day.
Huh.
Which, I mean, in terms of entertainment, but in terms of a regular working class bloke from Newcastle, that's like millionaire status, you know what I mean? Yeah. But I didn't get that
kind of
money.
It's just swimming, isn't it? It's just swimming.
Just swimming, lads. Just swimming around.
Just a bit deeper.
Yeah.
Just a bit deeper.
Watford have beat Newcastle 3 times this season. Is that right?
That's right, mate.
Yeah.
You can do some gloating, Jalal.
Was there a follow-up?
Yeah, I'm going to do some gloating. Hang on.
Good start there, good start.
Jalal's a fairly new football fan. He's not managed to do any gloating.
Now, look, I'm going to do some gloating about what...
Go on.
Can you just tell me how to gloat? Because I've never done it before.
What do you want to gloat about?
Well, about the fact that Watford beat Newcastle.
Are you a Watford fan, or is this just...
Yeah, I am. Well, I am now, yeah.
You've just become one right now.
No, no, no. A few months ago.
Beginning of the season.
Is that...
You chose Watford.
Did you?
Did you?
Yeah, Jalal's from St Albans.
Ah. Yeah. St Albans don't... The St Albans City team, they don't do very well. So
you want to gloat that you beat Newcastle
shout, like, you know, we humped you 3 times, you Geordie mug, or something like that would probably be some way to start.
We humped you 3 times, you Geordie mug.
Aye.
That's not really gloating. That's more combative, isn't it? I'd probably start with something generic. I'd probably go, you know, football is as football does. and I don't even know what that means. But I'd start with that. Football is as football does, and I just think Watford, when it comes down to it, they can do all the moves. They can do nutmegs, banana kicks, sliding tackles, throw-ins, and then just look at Geordie and just go, "What you got? Sports Direct mug." Yeah. See, that's sort of gloating because it's sort of quite gentle.
And you can also say
there's only one Sports Direct mug.
Yeah,
in Newcastle.
A bit combative.
Oh, is it? Yeah, that's it. That's where you got.
Yeah. Gloating.
kind of say, you know, we treat Newcastle like a home game because we just know we're going to get points there. That's kind of
right. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's gloating.
No respect for Newcastle. Okay. Kind of thing.
See, that's good.
Oh, that's combative.
Do you want to try that, Jalil?
Yeah. Okay. I'm a bit nervous.
Big moment.
Whatever
he says, as soon as he says it, just hit him.
Watford. Oh, when we play Newcastle, it's like we're playing at home. Not the face.
Visit dreamteamfc.com to see more of the stories we've been talking about on the show. I think that's it. I think I've done everything.
Yeah.
Tweet us. At Jalil Hartley on Twitter. And shall I press the button?
What have we recorded it on this week?
It's just on my we record it on my Talkboy.
How do you transfer that onto an MP3 or whatever it is?
I don't know. I throw the cassette out the window and I just see what happens to it. I let
magic
serendipity decide.
Ah, sweet serendipity.
What I've actually done is I've recorded it on slow, so that when people will play it in their normal cassette players, we'll sound like little we'll sound like Pinky and Perky.
Well, our voices are actually very, very deep and gravelly.
Masculine.
Yeah, very masculine. Yeah. I mean, we could probably work in an oil rig without that masculine.
Oh, for sure. Do you think references like Talkboy, Pinky and Perky are going to alienate our listeners?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for listening, guys.
Bye-bye. Had a feeling, glad or over,
yes, I am, glad or over. If it's cold outside, people say don't wear your jacket, you won't feel the benefit.
Yeah, as if Scott of the Antarctic was in a tent. And went, Scott, take your jacket off. Take everything off. Come on. Come on, take your skin off. Take your skin off. You're gonna feel cold when you go outside. I don't know why they're not from the north, are they? Well, they're in the north.
Or was it the South Pole? Oh. No, the Antarctic.
Yeah, could have been not.
Yeah,
either.
Yeah, the Antarctic.
Scott,
South Pole,
take your coat off, Scott.
Oi, Scott.
I'm just going outside. It might be some time.
Oh, I'm going outside for a dump. It might be some time.
Yeah. Well, take your coat off before you do. Otherwise, you'll freeze outside. You want your body temperature to drop really low before you go outside into minus 40 degrees.
But, of course, we're trivialising what is actually a heartbreaking and tragic event to happen to some quite brave men.
Yeah.
Have you read his diary? I've not read his diary.
No, I would never read somebody's diary.
Do you reckon the last passage was just Scott going? It was just Scott going, I'm freezing, I'm absolutely freezing, but I'm not going to put my jacket on because they said if I do that, I won't feel the benefit when I go outside.
Almost certainly.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.